The question I was hoping to discuss tonight is actually something that's very much Omid al HaPerek, as we just found out. It's related to Reb Zachariah, actually, very much so. The shaila is, what do you do about Kaddish and Yahrzeit for people who died in the Holocaust and you don't know when they died? Unfortunately, it's a maysa that's very, very common. That's why Zachariah davened for the Amid tonight. Zachariah holds Yahrzeit today and tomorrow, right? Meaning Monday and Tuesday. Misafik. It's a Yahrzeit Misafik. He doesn't know when his father died. He doesn't know when his mother died. He doesn't know when his siblings died. So for whatever reason, I can't tell you, I asked him to try to explain it, but he told me the story.
And many people hold Yahrzeit the last day they saw their parents.
Correct. Correct.
Took the people out of the village or the city.
Or when they got the news. Again,
right.
There's different
when
ways.
Auschwitz, that's the day, the last time they saw.
Right. So the question is.
They saw them on that day, that's it.
Right. Right. So the question is, unfortunately.
But it's not for sure. You don't never know.
Correct. Correct.
Hungarian Jews.
Yeah?
They made Sivan, 20th Sivan,
Yahrzeit Klali, as they called it. Correct. Right? So again, this is a problem that unfortunately was a very common problem. It remains, as we see right here, today is the day for Zachariah. So the question is, what halachically is one supposed to do, etc. Very interesting. When the tshuvas first started coming out after the war, there was a fascinating havamina. And it's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Haruge Malchus versus Haruge Beis Din. Right? The Gemara tells us that Haruge Beis Din, people that are put to death by the Beis Din because they did something that you're chayiv misa for, right? So they do not get buried in the regular Beis HaKvaros, right? And in fact, there were different Batei Kvaros for different types of misa. There's the Skilas Reifa, Chalukah, and the Herig and Chenek Chalukah. And the idea being that the person was an Avarian, the person had a din of a Rasha, that they did such a sin that they were put to death this way, and therefore they were buried separately. At some point, when the body decomposed, they would move it back. But originally, that's what would happen. That was Haruge Beis Din, people that were put to death by a Beis Din for doing an Avera. On the other hand, there's a second category called Haruge Malchus, people that get put to death by the government. And the Gemara makes sure, what's the story with them? Where do they get buried? So the Gemara tells us, Haruge Malchus, Kevin do Shirob Din Kamiktori, Haviru Kapara. They were killed by the government. The assumption is that people were killed for no good reason, that they did something, that the government decided to kill them. But the government did not necessarily have a halachic right to kill them. So therefore, their fact that they were killed, that's kapara enough. Rashi explains, Haruge Malchus, Hani Dov de Kochavim. We're talking about a non-Jewish government. So what are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who is killed by the government, wrongfully, that the mere fact that they're put to death gives them a kapara, no matter what, they are considered a tzaddik at this point, because they were put to death for reasons that they did not deserve. Point number one. So the assumption is, right, which we obviously where we're going with this, is that when it comes to the Holocaust, obviously the mere fact that people were killed because they were Jewish in the Holocaust, Jenny, you have a customer? programs. The mere fact that they were killed because they were Jewish in the Holocaust, right? They died al Kiddush Hashem. And the fact that they died al Kiddush Hashem, no matter what they were beforehand, any of the Kedoshim became Kedoshim because of that.
But these are people who were killed al Kiddush Hashem. But I
correct.
Can conceive many circumstances in which a Jew is put to death by the government who is not a Kedosh.
Correct.
A Jew is a capital murderer.
So a capital murder, the person deserved death, right? You can argue maybe...
But there was no Bezdin in that sense.
Right, right. But, okay, but Halodvar Makal V'chomer, right? In the event... Right, so let's... I'm not focusing on the case of the Haruge Malchus, right? In Achinami, but focusing on the case of somebody who was killed by the government because they were Jewish, which is the case 6 million times over here, right? That person has a din of a kadosh, and that person goes straight to Gan Eden without a question. The Shvus Yaakov had a comment where he says as follows. Someone says, if my father was a tzaddik gomer, do I have to say kaddish for him? My father was a perfectly righteous man. He never sinned in his life. So why do we say kaddish? We say kaddish that to get to so everybody, when they die, they've done a certain amount of sins, and you want those amount of sins, right, to be wiped off in the time afterwards. So a person has a little pit stop on their way to Gan Eden. So in that, you know, you say Kaddish to help the person out. But my father didn't go to Gehenim, right? My father was a Tzaddik Gomer. So what's the Shvus Yaakov's answer? Exactly what the answer is. That's the pasuk, correct. Safik Shema Avid Tzaddik Vein Tzorach LeKaddish. Maybe you think your father doesn't need a Kaddish. Ze Eino. That, it can't be case, right? Da Filu Tzaddik Gomer Ein Tzaddik Bar Tzayasa Tov Lo Yechta. There's no such thing. So what's the answer of the Shvus Yaakov? The Shvus Yaakov says, the reason that your father, who's a Tzaddik Gomer, needs a Kaddish because, who knows? Who knows? But if I had a guarantee out there that somebody had complete Mechiras Avonis, he would not need Kaddish. So if I put together this Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Shvus Yaakov, I could come up with a fascinating answer. You know when we say Kaddish for the 6 million? Never. Right? The 6 million Kedoshim are in Gan Eden. They don't need our help. And with that, we start the Havmina that you know what? That there's no need for a Kaddish. An unbelievable thought.
Wasn't the Kaddish for the living?
No. The Kaddish is for the dead.
I thought it was for the living.
Nope. So that's the idea. So that is a... Yes?
That was the Kaddish for the 11 months, but the Kaddish for the yard side was still continuing though. You live out the purgatory after 11 months.
So we'll discuss that. But you're saying that only the first 11 months is Gehenim, but then once you're out of Gehenim, whatever the Kaddish is doing on the yard side... Right, that should work for them as well. Right, that's the assumption you're making.
But if you've got Kaddish for the 6 million, four individuals,
right,
then it gets forgotten.
No.
No.
Obviously, I mean, the purpose of the Kaddish is not to remember. You know, there's a lot of other things you do to remember. Right, the Kaddish has a specific religious significance. In that somehow, spiritually, it helps the soul. But you have a situation here where the soul doesn't need to be helped. A very rare case, which unfortunately became very unrare at this point in history. That was the question was given to the Minchas Yitzchak, who said as follows, "Be'emes hishtamshu aposkim b'svar zu lehepech l'chayev b'kaddish." He said, the truth of the matter is, this is a concept that had been out there for a while, and the truth of the matter is, it's only had been used in history for the reverse. What's the reverse? The reverse is as follows. Komer, af mumer, shemitzadim emes abonolav. Let's say a person went, give an example, and the person converted to Christianity. Okay? If that person would have died as a Christian, you know what we would do for them?
Nothing.
Nothing. Bye-bye and buy bonds.
Right.
Right, but we don't say, for Nevi'im, right. He's still a Yisrael, but part of the punishment for being Meshumet is we don't say Kaddish for him.
And the family doesn't sit Shiva.
Right.
Or does sit Shiva.
I think the minute is he sat Shiva when he was a Meshumet. Right? Right?
So but in general... Not in the time of death. Would bury him in the Beis Olam with Jews.
Yeah, Pashtus. But, you know, but with no Hesped, with no... Right, I'm not sure if you do a tahara or not. That's right.
Somebody you converse to, you know.
So he said. So in that case, in general, an apostate, we would not have a veil sore. The ain omer kaddish, and we would not say kaddish for that person either. If this person was killed because he was Jewish, he's back in. So he said, correct.
People converted and still.
Well, right. But again, that exactly, right? If 1/8, 1/4, whatever it is, right? Hitler said, congratulations, you're back in the Jewish people. So he says, in terms of that, he said, we use this idea of the person being killed, being a kadosh, to bring them back into the kaddish, not to take them out of the kaddish. That is what the Minchas Yitzchak says. Right? Kevshi kapara, ayin shulchan aruch, v'im nomer kanal, shuv ein tzorach l'kaddish, masik vol shar chiyuvim, al shuv se ayin shuv yakukam, al kachad yivshalom iftar mitam zeh. So what are you going to do? So Nebuchadnezzar, I lost a parent in the Holocaust. I come to say Kaddish, and they'll say, you're not a Chiv. You're not a Chiv, they're going to bounce me from the Amid. So he says that, no, that doesn't work. So again, the Minchas Yitzchak rejects this idea regarding the people who, the Kedoshim of the Holocaust, he rejects the idea that we don't say Kaddish for them. And in fact, that is, we'll see, that's universally accepted, that you do say Kaddish. But the Havamin is a fascinating idea. The idea that there's no question because you don't say Kaddish because they don't need the Kaddish, that's an eye-opener. The truth of the matter is this issue had been dealt with centuries earlier. If you look at the Maharil, who was a Rishon, he says, he gets the fine questions. Odos Hamasha Shemati B'Shem of May Rottenberg Zal Hashem Yinokim Domong Shahorah V'Hinnik She'en Womar Kaddish La'Aviv She'Nerug Al Kiddush Hashem. There's a person whose father unfortunately was killed Al Kiddush Hashem, and the son was told, don't say Kaddish for your father. Imulai Tam Mishin Amir B'Mesech Zesmachish Me'oz Nimchum Avanosa V'Ein La'Achzika B'Rasha U'Pekam Mishkosh Havi La'Hachmir. He said perhaps the reason why he told him that was this exact svara. The person died on Kiddush Hashem, so he's a tzaddik. He doesn't need the Kaddish. The Maharil says as follows: Val dover hakaddish liyasmi akadoshim analo shaman le mashakosav mar b'shem rabbeinu akadosh avol shemati achim omrim kain. He said, I've never heard that that Maharam and Rutenberg would say this, but I've heard other people say this. What's his response? Well, hishkachti b'hem kinir li dover pashut the yeshu omru. He said, of course you say Kaddish in that case. The time of the Dime Averish Kosam Maran, the Havi Tam Mishput Rishon Bikanim Yud Beis Chodesh, Kosam Mari Arzaroa Ben Marach, the Tsarchis Abu Al Kadoshim, Verich Bishivoso, the Sotvar of the Omer Shemless Abu Eim Tsarcha Kapara. He says, you know who needs Kapara? The person says you're not supposed to say Kaddish. That's the person who needs Kapara. He said, because of course you say it. And he said, in fact, there seem to be several sources that support this. V'chein shamat mirabosai d'hochi nafik uvda b'gzera Prague. It was some sort of situation in Prague where some Jews were killed. This goes back before the Maharil, who lived in the 15th century. Sheyesh shiratzal olisabel akadoshim v'sof iskimo agadolim b'yamim heim olisabel. They tried it in those days and everyone said, you do avelis. Of course, he says, we're not denying that these people reached the highest level. That's for sure. He says, who knows? Who knows why these people got this type of thing? Why were they the people who were chosen to be killed? Right? So he says, so for whatever reason it is, right, that we are choshesh for the fact that there might have been a certain amount of averos besides this that had to be cleared off. So the Maharil says, for sure, you say Kaddish. There is a rabbi in Kew Garden Hills, Rabbi Noach Isaac Olbaum, who's a relatively well-known. He's a posek these days in New York. His father was a posek in Toronto. His father wrote an interesting sefer called Shelas Yitzchak. And he got the same question. He got the question from the Holocaust. Vishalta Osama Noshim Noshim Vatavshish Hinergo Kadusha Shashem Im Tsrichim Omar Kaddish Achrayim. Do you have to say Kaddish for the people who passed away in the Holocaust? And again, quotes the same sources, quotes the Maharil, quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, and says, without a doubt, that you have to do it for sure. Part of the reason that he gives is something that was alluded to earlier. The Kaddish really does two different things. On the one hand, it takes care of Dino Shel Gehenim. On the other hand, it raises the level in Gan Eden. So he says, so even if there's no concern of Dino Shel Gehenim, there's no concern that they need to be saved from the fury, right? Still, there are levels in heaven, and this will help them reach even higher levels. So for that reason, we do say it. I had to throw in here two tshuvas, because there is no way I could have gone through the entire summer discussing the Holocaust without once quoting the Shutni Mamakim. Right? The assumption I assume a lot of people was that every single shiur would be based on the Shutni Mamakim. The Shutni Mamakim. What? We don't have it here, do we? We do? I didn't even see it.
What does that mean?
What?
Top right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. There was a fellow of Oshri. An unbelievable story of Oshri was a rabbi in Vilna, I believe, during the war. And he was given the, what?
Vilna or Kovna?
Oh, Kovna, you're right. He was a rabbi in Kovna during the war, and he was given a fascinating job. The Nazis, of course, when they finished their business with the Jews, were going to have a wonderful museum to remind everybody of what the Jews once were. And it would have, of course, besides that, a wonderful library. And he was kind of chosen as the librarian. So he had access to Svarim throughout the Holocaust, one of the very few people who had complete unfettered access. And therefore, he received many of the questions that people had as they were going through it. A very difficult book to read. 5 volumes, I think. It was translated into English. It won the National Jewish Book Award. Rav Oshri eventually moved to the Lower East Side. He was the rabbi of the Beis Medrash HaGadol. He passed away not that long ago, 10 years ago maybe. Right. Mm-hmm. So his response to literature, heart-wrenching, has been published. And I said one volume, as far as I know, has been translated. And he was asked the question as well. Right? And he gives the fahi, in his case, of course, it was much more upsetting because this wasn't written afterwards. This was written at the time. So he goes through a story. On the 11th day of Cheshvin, they had taken out of the Kovna ghetto 10,000 men. People, actually. Anoshim v'tav v'hovirim v'achrim l'tvach v'mivtza ha-tshii v'makim shehumsu mitoch inuyim kashim. And unfortunately, he goes through the specifics somewhat as to how these people were actually tortured. They were all put in a pit. They were shot. And then everyone was covered, whether they were alive or not. And the question here is, do you say Kaddish in that case? And he knows right away. He's the other point. He looks at says tshuva. Look at the Shut Maharil. Nishal im yesh lomer kaddish achrei naragim al kiddush Hashem. Vashol rotzal echadish l'saval achrei akadoshim v'etzor maharil shem v'chein shemati v'rabosai d'hachi nisach uvda d'gezer of Prague sheish rotzal lomer shol l'saval akadoshim hoviskimu l'saval. So he has access to the sources, and he says yes. Unfortunately, you do have to say Kaddish for those who perished in the Holocaust. He, of course, has other sources that other people did not have. He quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin, who was basically a contemporary of the Maharil, who also says that you have to say Kaddish in this case. And again, this is being written as it's happening. He rotzen sherofi lishvuri lev yachbosh asmoseinu yachish pedush ra'amo v'yishlacho yesh l'tshuas ha'olam. He ends with a tefillah that this should be the end of it. Unfortunately, we know that wasn't the case. He has one other tshuva, which is really this case one beyond. The question is, what about children, babies that were killed in the Holocaust? Do you say Kaddish for them? Because what type of averus could they have done? Right? They have the level of all the kedoshim plus.1944, 2 weeks before Pesach. That's a rechaz ha'amoni al yodei shor shakur osom b'shem kinder action. V'yishmido ke'alaf u'masayim yiladim olim v'yonkim. 1,200 babies that were stolen from their mother's arms were killed. For a young child, do you have to say the Kaddish? And if not, what's the age for young? And again, he goes through the tshuva. And he says that, unfortunately, the same svara applies. It's a little bit more of an extensive question in general. And again, part of this is a question, if God forbid someone loses a baby, do you say Kaddish on the baby? And then how much more so in this case? Skipping down to the three dots in the third paragraph. U'le'inyin amiras kashal katana kotzav hasdechem el averos u'mino b'chomokum she'in omrim Kaddish al pochus mechof shana. That he quotes a minhag that they would not say Kaddish for anyone who died under the age of 20. Why the age of 20? So we discussed this, I think, last year in a Thursday night shir, that it says the age of 20 is the age where you start to punish people b'day shemayim. Ulam, however, b'sifrei Yishurei Tara, kasha mekubalim horu lomar shekash gama pachos miben esrim. However, other svarim disagree. So you say Kaddish even for someone who dies under the age of 20. But time also dovru she'akaddish mo'il ha'losa b'madrega yosar gavoa. Again, the same idea. Even though there is no Gehenim to talk about, there's no punishment, still, in terms of the reward, there is value in that. V'imkein afilo atinuk ben shloshim yomim rak yotza mikal nefal tzoruch omar of Kaddish. Any child who's over the age of 30 days, you say Kaddish for. And he says, Mikoha Naha Risala Horm Hom Lom, Sheyaskiru, Aspinim, Mechom, Nafsham, Lomar Kaddish, Al Katam, Shenergo, Ede, Hazedim, Harum, Racher, Rami, Yom, Le Dosum, Ki Al Katam, Shemesach, Raman, Chuayam, Yeshom, Kaddish, Bafilo Das, Sefer, Orak, Moshe, Elisi, Roveil. So unfortunately, the way we paskin is that for all of the people who died in the Holocaust, 30 days and above, you have to say Kaddish. Now the question is, okay, once we have gotten to that point, we are left with the question of, but what if we don't know? As is, I don't know, you think it's majority of the cases?
We don't know when.
We don't know when they died. We don't have a day of their death. You know?
More practical cases nowadays.
They all died on 9/11. We all know when it happened.
They know when it happened, but they don't know if people made it a couple days, etc.
No, nobody made it a couple days.
They made it a couple of days, they were in a hospital.
Right. Nobody was in a hospital. The hospital stood there waiting and never got a patient. Right. This is it. It's very hard to come up with another case of somebody who you really don't know when they died. It's very, very rare to have this. But again, it's
like the guys in the army who get pulled into these countries and they don't know exactly where they're going.
How many Jews has this happened to?
Not enough, but
not enough.
Sorry. Not enough.
That was a pretty heartless comment.
Not enough.
Rare, very rare.
If someone gets captured,
five soldiers,
they don't get
it. Right, again, but that was more of an issue if we didn't know if they were alive or dead.
Cases in the Israeli army. Like when a submarine was lost,
the Dakar submarine.
And later, years later, they found out, but they don't know on what day it actually sunk. Mm-hmm. So
right. No, again, the Dakar was so much of a bigger issue. There was an Agun issue. They didn't know if they were alive or dead. Right? Again, this is...
They didn't know when they declared them dead.
Right.
They didn't know, did they die Monday, did they die Friday, did they die 10 days
right.
later?
Right, again, but again, this is such a minor question compared to the big question when you're dealing with a Dakar or something like that, or with the soldiers that are taken captive, etc. This is, you know, it's a rare case, you know, and it's not nearly as important. There's no woman who's sitting there with her as her life ticks by, they can't get remarried. But what do you do in this case? And practically, right, this is, to a certain extent, this is any case where somebody loses a parent and they don't know when it happened. So the Minchas Yitzchak, we go back to the original tshuva, says, Ma delo noda hazman matay mesu. And when you don't know when they died, Mavur b'mogin Avram b'shem matay Moshe b'shem amar shal, demi she'enu yidei yom Moshe mesbo aviv, yivro yom echon. You know what the Mogin Avram says? Pick a day. Pick a day. Ach al yasigvul omer kaddish. However, this day that you're picking does not give you the right over another chiyuv to get the amud, since it's a suffix.
Don't pick Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Right? That's what he says. Say matko v'seit firmate Moshe kasev zel Hashanah mi she'eno yodei eiza yom hu yom im shemeslo aviv o'imo harlo mori marash. You have to pick a day. So what do you do? You pick a day. Now, there's a lot of things that are interesting. It's interesting in the case of Cantor Kuttner. So technically, according to Halacha, he doesn't have the right to the Amid over anyone else. But I'm not going to be the guy to tell him that. That's absolutely sure.
Especially in his age and after all the years.
Right. So again, that's as we say every Shabbos, when it comes to these issues, shalom is paramount.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't think anybody would say otherwise. Now, there's an interesting question. This is actually a shayla that was written in, where someone says, "I know what day my father died." That's, in fact, what the case was of the Minchas Yitzchak. I know what day my father died. I don't know what day my mother died. Can I pick my father's yard site for my mother's yard site? What? Well, your Vade Chiv also makes it a lot easier. If a person fasts on the yard site, there's only one day that you have to fast, etc. So they stafka right that that's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to avoid, basically, the yard site of your mother that way. And you should pick the next day, which is, I assume, what Cantor Kuttner is doing. This is why today, meaning Monday and Tuesday, interesting, Sunday was Yahrzeit for Trudy's father. So he has a son-in-law followed by two other ones. We'll be seeing a lot. It's always nice to see Cantor Kuttner. We'll be seeing a lot of him this week, right? But in fact, it is appropriate that he picks 2 days in a row, and he doesn't use the same day for both.
I'm not understanding. I missed it. Why is it inappropriate to do it since you don't know her?
Right. So again, to pick a day where you're already fasting and commemorating it for your father.
Right.
So basically, you're kind of skipping your mother. You say,
you
okay.
Changing her by
correct.
Fasting a separate day.
Correct. That's the idea behind
if
it.
If you don't know either one.
Right.
You pick one day for both, or is that different?
So even in that, the Minchas Yitzchak says you should pick two, even though they're both random. Right, I'm not sure about this case because he knows what day his father was taken away, right? And he knows what day they received a telegram that his father was dead, but he doesn't know if the telegram was true. There's a lot of questions involved in it. So which of the days, I'm not sure which of the days he chose, but anyone would be fine. Okay? There, you know, whatever he thinks, that would be a fine choice.
He's the only one that I know of.
What?
Who sent them
the telegram? The Nazis. The Nazis sent a telegram saying we regret to inform you that...
This is early on.
Right.
That, nice enough to notify.
Well,
most of the families...
Right?
He's the only one that I know that does 2 days. I mean, I don't remember...
Mr. Weisbrot.
Reason to believe that her parents were both killed the very day that they arrived at Auschwitz.
Right. Okay, so again...
They both were taken...
So that's a reasonable guess. A reasonable assumption. Right? So again, that's probably...
Unfortunately, the custom was right. Those guys who arrived by train and were pulled to the right were killed that day.
Right, on the spot. They were basically...
People who saw their father and mother on August 5th knew that's the day. Goodbye. You know what I mean?
Thomas.
Unless they were chosen to live and they were put in labor camp.
And then at some later date.
Yeah.
Right. So...
So again, if the situation Yossi's describing, they arrived on the 5th and that was it.
Right. So that's it. Again, even if you don't know for sure, but, you know, that is the most reasonable day to choose.
But you can put them both on the one day?
Yeah.
Since you know,
since it's reasonable that actually was the yard site. The state of Israel, which of course is to this day, and it has been for decades, the country that has the most Holocaust survivors, in 1949, I believe it is, they made a motion to take care of this problem. And they introduced what was called Yom HaKadosh HaKlali, a day that will be set apart for Kaddish for all the people who we don't know when they died in the Holocaust. Right? What? So not only that, but when they introduced it in such a way that it wasn't just merely an attempt to help the people who didn't know when their parents died, but also to have a Yom HaKadosh for the people who left nobody, the people that were forgotten. And under the plan of the Rabbanut, everybody would say Kaddish, right? Even though my parents did not die in the Holocaust, I too would say Kaddish on this day for whoever needs it. That was the idea behind it. And it's written up, I give you a piece of it, in the official writings of the Rabbanut, in number 9. They said, Kviyas Tzom Asar B'Tevos Yom HaKadosh HaKlali. They announced that Asar B'Tevos would be this day where everybody would say Kaddish for the Kedoshim of the Holocaust. So they explained, Takana Zu Haysa L'Matara Kfua. There was a double reason for making this Takana. One is it should be one day for all the people who we don't know what day they were killed. And therefore, anybody who is a descendant of these people, they will all accept Asar B'Tevis as their yahrzeit. Now, obviously they'll fast, but it's Asar B'Tevis. Everyone's fasting anyhow. And they also Kaddish. If you remember, we discussed this last year, that there were many people that were not excited about Yom HaShoah for various reasons why it should not have been chosen. And therefore, the Rabbanut actually chose a different day. Right? They, if you remember, Yom HaShoah falls out in Nisan, which was not an appropriate day, many people thought. So they chose that the Holocaust Remembrance Day should be Asar B'Tevis. Mistabisha takana lo haya...
Haid must speak.
Thank you. V'arabanut ha'isa tzricha l'hachriz al kach mechodesh midei shana b'shana. V'yom chav zayim b'kislev tashin yud av kava ha'rabanut. So they came up with this earlier, but they didn't really make it public enough. They should have really let everyone know in the country that this is a day. So therefore... this must have been the end of 51. Actually, end of 50, early 51. Yom Asiri B'Tevis Nikval Yadeinu Risha L'Doros L'Yom Hashanah Kilos HaKodesh. We hereby announce that this day is the yard site for all of these people. Anoshim Noshim V'Tav, men, women, and children. Shenisvu B'Hamoneihem V'Achzari Eschema B'Yadeh Tumal Shal HaMifletzes HaNatzis B'Europa. All the people that were destroyed by the European monsters, the Nazis. This is the day for all the people who we don't know when they died. This is the day that we are going to pray for their souls. Dino shel yom ze yom asiri b'tevis l'veinim l'kroveim k'dino shel yom hamisa. This will be treated by the relatives exactly like it was the day that they died. La'amiras kaddish, Lilmod Mishnah Yisra Rogas Ner Neshama. Whatever people do, to light a Yahrzeit candle you should do on this day, you should say Kaddish on this day, you have a Mishnayis on this day. Rechol Yehudi Basher Husham, Kadosh Hayom Hazer Zecher Rivavos, Bate Avos Mishbachos, Nishmidu Kolil, Lo Hasher Sarid, for his ear Sarid Upalit. And everybody else should remember this as the day to remember all the people that were totally wiped out, that left nothing behind. V'goalam hu beis Yisrael kula. And we are the goal hadam for them. V'al kol echad l'hadlik b'leil zer or l'asiri b'tevis ner nishama b'beiso. Every single Jew in Israel should light a yortzai candle on asiri b'tevis for the kedoshim that died. Mishein hora b'chayim. And in the event that a person, if your parents are alive, don't say Kaddish. But if you don't have parents, say Kaddish on this day no matter who you are. Yishtatef b'amiros Kaddish b'tzibur. B'yushalayim ha'kola har tziyon l'tfiros ha'ravit. L'ilmod mishnayis l'amiros Kaddish l'ilu nishvas ha'kadoshim. L'chayik me'afram ganuz b'martef ha'shoah shabom. And everybody should go to Yishalayim where? To har tziyon. Why har tziyon?
They have the martef ha'shoah.
Right, and also we didn't have the kotel at the time. If they had the kotel, I'm sure that would have been their choice. But unfortunately, in 1950, that wasn't an option.
And how about outside of Israel?
What? So again, this is just the Rabbanut only does it for Israel. It might be very appropriate for us to do it outside of Israel, right? But what they said was only for Israel. Achrei kriyas haTorah b'tfilas shachris tomar b'chol bete knisios b'bete midrashot tfilas ha'azkara miyuchedes ha'narachah yadenu b'shas ha'shoah. Basically, she said Kel Molly.
We do that actually.
We
do it on Yom HaShoah.
Right. So shalav ne tfilas mincha mitkanes hatzibur b'chol makom be'eretz tfusos b'bete knisios b'bete midrashos lilmud mishmayis lamiyos tehillim b'pasuk b'pasuk. And all.
I said the origins of Yom HaShoah were not religious.
Right, right.
It came from the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising.
Correct.
And all the heaven and the government, the Mapam and the Mapam.
Right.
The socialists.
Yeah.
To commemorate.
Right.
So it's interesting.
I personally would be much happier if we did Asar
B'Tavis. A lot of from Jews are unhappy about it.
Right. In Eretz Yisrael, it's... What? So again, it says, and you come to shul an hour early, and you learn Mishnah, so you say Tehillim for the right? The problem is, if you get up in this community and say, we don't support Yom HaShoah.
Oh, there's
going to
be a big...
Well, why can't you do both?
Right.
Why can't you do both?
Right, I mean, so I would say we should be sponsors whatever's going on in the community.
Yes. Yes.
But in terms of internally, I think this is a very appropriate thing to do. And this is... A lot of people like to point fingers. Oh, it's the anti-Zionist. No, this is the Rabbanut. This is the Rabbanut we're reading here, right? This isn't the Haredim.
Political.
But the problem is people. But people nowadays don't. That's the problem. People don't.
The government was run by the lefties, and they wanted Yom HaShoah to be
It's Asar B'Tavis, depending on the year, either falls out during school or during intercession. In YU, just where it falls out. When it falls out during the year, I speak about the Holocaust that day. That's a day where I give a shir on it, etc. That they should know that this is the Yom HaKadosh. This is the next generation has to know. I mean, I'm already two generations. What?
How long?
So basically, as long as I've been teaching.
Okay, right. It is the first I've ever heard of it. That's why.
Right. So this was the official, and the reason was because of this. What started it wasn't just to have a Yom HaZikaron, right? That was almost secondary. But the main issue was the Kaddish issue, the fact that there were so many people there who, A, they didn't know what their Kaddish was, and then, B, who have nobody to say Kaddish for them. This idea that every single person who is eligible to say Kaddish should get up and say Kaddish, right? Again, if your parents are alive, we understand, right? But still light a Yahrzeit candle, right? Still learn Mishnayos. You're not going to say, that's fine. But everybody else, you say Kaddish, right? That all the people who have relatives, that's when the relatives step up. And those who don't have relatives, right? The rest of us, right? We'll step in and we'll say on their behalf.
What? Sarbativas versus Tisha B'Av.
So that's the next two sources. Right? The question is, the Rabbanut, basically what I gave you there was the language of the Rabbanut. They never explained how they got to the idea of Asar B'Tevis. I could guess.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Why?
Because it's the middle of the school year, and it's a relatively short fast.
Uh-huh. And they didn't want to make another problem for Tisha B'Av.
Right.
You want to mix it up with the Shoah, you know.
Right, meaning that, you know.
It deserves its own space.
So it's interesting. So there, other people afterwards wrote about it, trying to maybe give a less practical and a more spiritual reason for it than what I offered. There's a tshuva sefer called the Ber Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Katz. Very interesting fellow. He was a Rav in Europe, came over to Eretz Yisrael, and eventually he was a Rav with the Rabbanut. He became the chief rabbi of Be'er Sheva, where he was there for many. Oh, yeah?
Is he still alive?
No, unfortunately he's not. He left two sons, though. One son is in the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and the other one, I think, is in charge of the Friedberg Geniza project. A very interesting family. Yeah, a fine Talmud Chacham. So here has the tshuva middle. Be inyan yom hakadosh haklali v'asari d'tevis. She'er yishana, ma dati b'baya zu? Ma hiya tafkido shal yom hakadosh klali b'eishe yitamu hashoa? Lo yiyu kvar b'chayim yitpos b'mekom odor chadash ino kosher yishius rishoa ara ayde horav yisome hashoa? Odd question, a guy writes him. He says, I get it. So the reason we're doing this, again, he understood the reason was because of the kadosh. But what happens when the second generation dies out? And there's no one who has to say Kaddish for the generation of the Holocaust anymore. Are we going to stop doing this? That was his question. Because remember, the Holocaust remembrance is an important part, but it's secondary to the question of the Kaddish. So he says, Dati Shiyom HaKaddish HaKliro Nitakin Dafka L'Yisomim. No, it wasn't just made for the Kaddish. V'lo Rak Chali Ela Tamidi. It wasn't just for the time, it's forever. Until the time of Mashiach, we're going to keep this day. The fact that we call it the Yom HaKadosh Kali, which is what they call the name. That's part of it. Yes, for the people who don't understand. That's part of it. But realize, now this is also a day to remember the Holocaust. Ad bias goel tzedek. Nekuda bet. That's what they said in the actual Takana. We're going to use this as a day of remembrance. He said, I think there's a specific reason why they showed Asar B'Tevis. Look at the Beis Yosef, B'Shem Avudram. Asar B'Tevis, Imhayachal B'Shabbos Lo Yechom L'Dchoso. Very interesting. Asar B'Tevis, on the one hand, is kind of one of those flyover fast days. Right, it's we don't get too excited about it. It's kind of a short day, right? Not everyone's sure what happened on that day. He said, but you'll note that that is the only fast that we have on a Friday, right? And not only that, but the Beis Yosef, of course, in Avudrum says this can't happen according to the set calendar. But if it were to happen, we would even fast on Shabbos. That which Tisha B'Av can't do, as we found out this year. Asar B'Tevis could do.
That implies that Asar B'Tevis is stronger or more
strong? Yeah.
More important.
Yes. Shneva be'etzem hayom hazeh, kamo b'yom ha'kippurim. V'Beis Yosef kosev d'lo yod b'nayin lo zeh. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbi, said, I don't know where he came up with that from. Ach ayin b'eliyo rabba shom shekein u'hoya gam kein juchuvas ha'gaon u'kavudram. So the Eliyahu Rabba points out that this is actually an opinion that goes back to the time of the Gaonim, well over 1,000 years ago. The Gama Mispar Asiri Kasheri Maseres Hadibros Sheam Yisrael Nosen Chol Aumos Vamem Ham Miturbasim Choshvu Shekhapi Yisrael Yishrekayim Halotirzak Beli Lo. He said, when we talk about Asara Bateves, the number 10 means 10 commandments. The 10 commandments, thou shalt not kill, where they left out the not. Also, we read at the time when we read about the fact that we left Mitzrayim, and just like God bailed us out before, he's going to do it again. Ken Yehi Ratzah, Mitzad Acher, Yesh Riyom Asar B'Tevis Yisron Se'esh Zehu Hayom HaKatzar. Also short, V'Kalish Tate B'Taniyah Zu. More people will be able to participate because it's a shorter fast. Kol Zekatat Das Atzmi. I just wrote this. This isn't because I'm in with the Rabbanut. Lo B'Shem HaRabbanut HaRashit. I'm not writing it on their behalf. V'Miyahu Inyon Zeh B'Seder Hayom V'Nishra Gam Deos Acheres Adon Mechadesh. If there are other reasons, I'll accept it. But he says that Asar B'Tevis is a very serious day. It's a day that, unlike even Tisha B'Av, can override Shabbos, and therefore, on a day of this magnitude, that is specifically why they chose this to be the Yom HaKadosh HaKlali. Rav Aviner, in an interesting question, throws in an opinion of his own as well. We'll end with this. Asar B'Tevis Chol Hashanah B'Yom HaShishi Matay Nigmar Hatzon. Someone said it was one of those years where it fell out on a Friday. When does the fast end? Yesha Haskich Chom Asar B'Tevis Niskabel Ba'am Yisrael Apiyah Rabbanut HaRashit Yisrael Kiyom HaZikron LeMilyoni HaYehudim Shinitzchu B'Shoah. So he writes at the end of the Shuvah, note, Asar B'Tevis, remember, is the day that we remember the people who died in the Holocaust. V'Kavanos Hatzom HaKoleles Es Pritzos Chomos Yerushalayim V'Chur Ben Yahudus Europa. And this day, not only do we remember the fact that they broke through the siege began on the walls of Yerushalayim, but also the Holocaust. Why? Will be emes to the varm kshurim. It's all related. Shere chorban haaretz v'nefilaseinu b'muvan haloumi hinam shoresh chorban hayaz b'golah shalom. It's a way to remind us that the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash that has led to all the tzaras throughout history. And that's why we can just put this on, because that was the beginning, and that is exactly what has led to where we are. So, in fact, the question itself is unfortunately a very real question. We hold that absolutely the people who perished in the Holocaust deserve Kaddish. If you don't know, if you have an idea of what it is, then, by all means, do your best. If you mamish have no idea whatsoever, the suggestion of the Rabbanut was to do Asar B'Tevis, which is still Ad Hayom Hazeh accepted in Israel, even in the Haredi communities. Even the Haredi communities, they follow the Yom HaKadosh HaKlali. They don't generally follow the Rabbanut, but this is something that has caught on across the board. And this is something that I think that we should consider as well. I think that it's in my mind, is a lot more sensible than Yom HaShoah. Again, politically, I'm not looking to get us off of Yom HaShoah, but again, this that to show the fact that not only do we support the various Jewish organizations here, but also we support the Rabbanut in Israel, and you know, I'd be open that we should all light yahrzeit candles on the day, and everyone whoever can should say Kaddish, and maybe we should come to Shul Taka an hour early and learn some Mishnayos and say some Tehillim, L'zecher Nishmasim. Yes.